have the weirdest looking mole under my arm.
Hold it. Put that arm back down. I don't want to see your weird mole. Why don't you just tell me what's weird about it?
Well, it's not a round dot like my other moles, but more like a flesh-colored raisin. The way it's attached to my skin, it stretches outward like a tiny appendage.
It sounds like you're talking about a skin tag, not a mole. It's a common mistake to confuse the two. The scientific term for a skin tag is acrocordon, and it's simply a flesh-colored growth that hangs from the skin by a thin piece of tissue called a stalk. They're more common as people age, especially in women.
What causes it?
What causes skin tags is unknown, but they do appear more frequently in areas where the skin is rubbed by clothing or by other body parts, such as in creases like your underarm. They also tend to appear in hot, moist places, such as under the breasts, between the thighs, or around the genitals.
Please don't tell me I have to get these things checked for cancer like I do with my moles.
I have good news and bad news.
Give me the good news.
Skin tags are never cancerous.
That is good news, but then I can't imagine what the bad news is.
Because people so often confuse moles for skin tags, you should monitor them just as you do your moles. If you notice changes or anything that would be suspicious, as in a mole, you should have your doctor check it.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Stephen Billings at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. That address again, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.